Hey there, podcast listener. Welcome to Talking Wealth, the show where each and every week, the Wealth Within team are on hand to teach you how to become a more confident, competent, and more importantly, profitable trader and investor. For more information, products, services, and detailed show notes, including a transcript for this podcast, head over to wealthwithin.com.au and click on the News and Media tab in the navigation.
Welcome to the Talking Wealth podcast, episode number 563. My name is Blake Sterling, and I'm one of the analysts here at Wealth Within. In a couple of seconds, I'm going to ask you a question. But before I get into that, I'd really like you to leave us a review and also provide us with a rating in iTunes for our podcast. And the reason behind that is because when you leave a review, we've got a really good idea as to what you as a listener want to hear from us. And the ratings also help us rank higher in iTunes. So to that question, are you one of those traders or investors who only hangs out at the top of the market? Are you one of those traders or investors who's keen to grab hold of those stocks that dominate the Aussie market? Now, it's okay if you are. Most people dabbling in the share market are in the exact same position. The problem is you could be missing out big time. Take a peek behind the curtain that is the top 200 stocks on the Australian market, and you could be pleasantly surprised by what you find. Some big growth opportunities await, and like a kid at Christmas time, feverishly tearing at wrapping paper, these stocks are waiting for you to discover the gift that lies underneath. The thing is, you don't really hear a lot about the quality companies that linger behind the scenes, those companies outside the top 200. Journalists and the managed funds are all too happy to only talk about the stocks at the top end. Personally, I found a number of opportunities deserving of a second look, and I'd like to share with you today five of those particular stocks. Who knows, you might be able to get into one of these early enough before everyone else jumps on the bandwagon, and you can enjoy a ride on the coattails of any additional buying enthusiasm that unfolds. So here's my top five picks for stocks outside the top 200 you've never heard of that could be set to go gangbusters in the second half of 2014. Number one is Select Harvests Limited, or SHV is the stock code. Now, Select Harvest is an almond producer which grows, processes, packages, sells, and distributes its almonds from its almond orchards. And Select Harvest is also a manufacturer and marketer of edible nuts, dried fruits, seeds, and a range of natural health foods throughout the world. They're also a management services company because they provide their services to external owners of almond orchards, which is also quite interesting. Select Harvest has experienced steady upward momentum over the last couple of years, but recently it's pulled back from a price of around $7.20 to about $5. And I think currently they're trading around $5.50 or so. Interestingly, this is around the 38.2% price retracement of the previous range. And for those who aren't technical, just do a quick Google search for Fibonacci and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, support holds and the previous run-up continues, there's plenty of upside potential left in Select Harvest. Number two is Silver Chef. Silver Chef provides equipment funding to small to medium-sized businesses in numerous sectors. The company operates two segments, namely hospitality and go-getter. Both divisions offer a tried and tested equipment funding solution through the rent, try, buy and rent, grow, own solutions. Now, Silver Chef, I do want to say right from the outset, is a higher risk play. Fundamentally, the stock displays some good attributes, but, and this is a big but, they have quite a large level of debt. And for me, that puts it in the higher risk category for sure. Nevertheless, the company pays a 4.6% fully franked dividend and has some strong growth factors. Technically, though, Silver Chef fell from a high of about $9 in 2013 to around $4.50 in May of this year. Over the last few weeks, buying activity has increased significantly, with the stock heading back toward $6. For those looking to take a higher risk play, Silver Chef might be one to throw on the list, but I'd like to see a steady pullback before thinking about an entry. Number three is Credit Corp Group. Their stock code is CCP, and Credit Corp is an Australian receivables management company specialising in debt purchase and debt collection services. Credit Corp is right now one of my favourite stocks. So being a giant debt collector, Credit Corp is a company that will just keep on chugging away through good times and bad. They boast a very high level of growth, an outstanding management team, and for those income seekers, again, a nice, juicy 4.4% dividend yield, fully franked, of course, awaits if you take a position in this company. If you take a look at the chart of CCP, you'll note that it's just recently broken out of a sideways pattern that it was moving through for the best part of 12 months. With that particular break to the upside, we have to be a bit patient with this one and wait for a pullback, wait until all that excitement calms down. So CCP is definitely one to also add to the watch list, but just be patient. Number four is Austbrokers Holdings, or AUB is the stock code, and AUB is engaged in the provision of insurance broking services and insurance products, and they do a lot of underwriting as well through their different businesses in Australia and New Zealand. The company has 47 broking groups and one financial services operation. Austbrokers is one of those companies that steers clear of the spotlight and quietly goes about its own thing. This is good for us as traders and investors, as quality companies like this outside the 200 don't come along that often. Low debt, good dividend, and solid growth are just some of the characteristics of this quality company. On the technical front, Austbrokers has recently reached a high of $13 and has since come back to about $10. In the last week or so, we've seen price really take off on this stock, and we've also seen the monthly swing turn around. So the monthly swing's now pointing up, and for me, that's a strong sign that this company is likely to keep on moving up. I'd be keeping a very close eye on this one, and if an entry does unfold, then look to take a position. And the last stock that I'm going to be talking about today, number five, is Paddy's Foods Limited. And of course, Paddy's Foods is an Australian manufacturer, supplier, and marketer of branded frozen savory, frozen dessert, and frozen fruit products. They own the mighty 4&20 pie brand, but the company has struggled in recent times from intense competition and shrinking margins. A new CEO with over two decades of experience in the sector could turn things around, and this may translate into more confidence in the share price. Trading at a high of $1.83 in 2011, Paddy's has stumbled and staggered since then and is now trading at around $1.20. Like I said, should the company's fortunes change because of the installation of the new CEO, we may see that the stock price will start to rise and may not be in bargain basement territory for too much longer. So put all these stocks on your watch list and keep a very close eye on each, and you might be presently surprised with the results of an entry should one appear. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Talking Wealth podcast. Before I do leave you, once again, if you could please leave us a review and also a rating in iTunes, it will be much appreciated. You don't need to be a member or have an account in iTunes. Just Google Talking Wealth podcast and you'll see the link to the iTunes side of things pop up. And again, if you could leave us a review and a rating, it would be much appreciated. So my name is Blake Stirling, again, one of the analysts here at Wealth Within. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, And I'll be back very, very soon with another episode of the Talking Wealth podcast.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. For more information, products and services, and detailed show notes with a transcript for this podcast, head over to wealthwithin.com.au and click on the News and Media tab in the navigation.